welcome to this Goddess Kalima transmission, destroying personal and planetary poisons. And as always, open body, open mind, focusing on the cycle of breath, allowing that focus to bring you into the present moment. The in-breath is the invitation of light into the physical body, body of bone and blood. Inviting light on the in-breath into the bones, blood, organs, systems, and cells of the body. And on the out-breath, purge and release anything that does not serve you, does not belong to you, does not align with you. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. And following that cycle of breath, the in-breath, the invitation of light into the emotional body, a fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the physical body. Anywhere you are holding emotional energy that does not serve you, does not belong to you, does not align with you, on the out-breath, purge and release. Sending it back to the universe, back to the horizon. Allowing more space for more of your own soul's light in the emotional body. And following that cycle of breath, this time the invitation of light into the lower mental body, a fluid field of energy surrounding and penetrating the emotional and physical bodies. Anywhere you are holding in your mind mental energy that does not serve you, does not belong to you, does not align with you, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for more of your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And following that cycle of breath, as I call to you now, your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, your oversoul, the I Am Presence, your higher selves from the 6th to the 12th dimension, all guides including interdimensional guides, all angels and archangels working with you, all specialist teams in spirit working with you, such as ascension teams and healing teams. Also any stellar races working with you. Come be with you now. Come be with you now. I'm just feeling that connection, that click, that expansion, that openness, however you feel it in your physical body and energy bodies. And let's call to you now the archangels holding the horizontal plane. In the east, Raphael, Archangel of Air. The symbol is a crystal wand. The energy, emerald green fire. Calling that angel and that fire into the space. To the south is Michael, Archangel of the Element of Fire. The symbol of this Archangel is a sword of flaming blue angelic light. The energy electric blue fire, calling that angel and that fire into the space. To the west is Gabriel, Archangel of Water. The symbol of this angel is a silver chalice. And the energy is diamond white fire, inviting that energy and that angel into the space. To the north is Uriel, Archangel of Earth. The symbol is a golden pentacle. The energy is ruby red fire, inviting that angel and that fire into the space. Four archangels, four energies, and open. And let's call the two archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Beginning with Metatron, calling on that archangel to bring down the Christ grid, a fluid field of white gold light down through the stargate of our sun, down into the earth plane. Down into the structure of the building you are in. Down into the walls around you. Ceiling above your head. Floor beneath your feet. Door and windows closing off the entire space in white gold light. I call on Metatron to connect that grid of light into your heart, all layers, levels, and dimensions of the heart. Allowing all chakras from the heart upwards to connect with the great central sun. Let's call to Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth below, to bring up that crystalline grid of white ethereal light up to the feet. Calling that grid up through the legs to the pelvic area. Through the pelvic area up through the spine. Connecting to the heart, all layers and levels of your heart. I call on Sandalphon to connect all chakras from the heart downwards with the crystalline core of the earth. Six archangels, six energies, and open. And just breathing and opening. And a call on your higher self, an unconscious mind, to create around you a large, circular, dark room. And this room represents the entry point to the Temple of Kali Ma. A large circular room around you, midnight blue, with a hint of gold here and there. Just allow this room to form around you. On one side of the room is a wide circular descending staircase going down into the earth below. From that staircase is a light, a deep blue and violet light illuminating the staircase. Make your way to the staircase and begin to descend the stone steps going down deep into the earth. Descending the stone staircase, circular staircase, illuminated by a deep blue and violet light. Going deeper and deeper into the earth. You are journeying to the Temple of Kali. And this temple is a large circular temple made of black stone. The temple has many drapes of deep blue and violet around the edges. Also, there are many vases around the edge of the temple filled with red hibiscus flowers. And this is the flower dedicated to this goddess. Journeying down towards the Temple of Kali, a black stone temple. At the bottom of the staircase, you enter the temple. Two priestesses, dressed in black, await you. They guide you into the center of the temple. In the center of the temple is a large pool of still, dark, almost black water. The priestesses bid you sit by the edge of the water and look at your own reflection. Eventually, the energy of the goddess begins to enter the temple. Do not look at the goddess directly. Look into the water. And eventually you will see the reflection of Kali herself. And although Kali usually presents herself as fearsome, to you, she does not seem fearsome at all. She seems actually very loving. And her energy begins to hold you. I call on Kali, great Kali. Remover of evil and black magic. Remover of all lower entities. Clear all lower entities from my space. Destroy every touch of evil. Deliver me from evil. The evil that is known and the evil that is hidden. Cleanse my reality of all satanic energies and beings. Cleanse my space of all low vibrational malevolent beings. Clear my space of all beings and energies that wish me harm. Break all dark spells against me. Break all dark curses sent against me. Destroy all dark forces and dark weapons invoked against me. completely and utterly break all dark covenants that no longer serve me. And just breathing and opening. And allow a transmission of deep blue-violet light into your being from the heart downwards. An embrace of deep blue-violet light. And in that light, surrender all pain and suffering to the goddess. Surrender any negative ego agendas you may have to the goddess. Open and allow for a clearing and a destruction of anything in your chakra system from the heart downwards, of any poisons you have absorbed from the 3D world. Surrender any energies of struggle. Surrender any energies keeping you in separation consciousness. Surrender anything seeking to interfere with the natural harmony and union of the masculine and feminine within you. Open for an activation of the wild feminine within you. Surrender anything to the goddess of a black magic nature, whatever the origin. So just allowing a surrender of poisons from the heart downwards. A surrender of pain and suffering. A surrender of all negative ego agendas. Releasing anything from the heart downwards. Allowing more space for a great sense of freedom and liberation in your being. And breathing and opening. Open now to a transmission of deep blue-violet light, clearing all lower energies from the heart center upwards. Surrender all pain and suffering you are holding from the heart upwards to the goddess. Surrender any negative ego agendas to the goddess. Surrender anything in your chakra system from the heart upwards, any poisons you have absorbed from the 3D world. Surrender and release all interfering energies, anything seeking to interfere with your connection to your higher self and guides. Anything seeking to interfere with the expression of your higher gifts. Release and surrender anything of a black magic nature from the heart upwards, whatever the origin. And just breathing, opening, softening and relaxing in the embrace of Goddess Kali Ma, the Great Mother. And in this next part of the transmission, there's an invitation for you to become a channel of light. A channel for blue, violet light out into the world, wherever it's needed. So just open to this invocation. Great Kali, remover of evil, cleanse this world of all black magic. Send your fiery light into all those loyal to the dark, to all those who are aligned with darkness, into all systems that serve dark agendas and dark powers. May your light break all of this apart, destroying what needs to be destroyed. May all evil be revealed in this world. In your fiery light, may all dark practices be revealed. And may all those serving dark powers become known to the followers of the light. May all those serving personal greed, promoting aggression and warfare in the world, anyone serving dark forces, may they be thwarted, bound and blocked by your fiery light, by your fiery presence, from doing great harm in this world. So just open to a transmission of light through you. First, into the political system you are most connected to. A transmission of deep blue violet light into any 3D political system. Fiery light from Kali, clearing, dissolving, transforming. Clearing any system that is out of balance in terms of masculine and feminine energies. Allow the light of Kali Ma to channel through you. Clearing any hidden agendas in the political system. Helping to create a great sense of transparency within that system. A greater sense of liberation and freedom within that system. Allow the light of Kali Ma to enable that system to begin to either collapse, self-destruct, or upgrade and rebalance as appropriate. Allowing the energy of Kali Ma to work with the energy of time in that system. Producing a transformation at the right time, right pace. Destroying the ability of this system to add to the pain and suffering of the world. So breathing, opening, softening and relaxing. And now allowing the energy, the fiery light of Kali Ma, to channel through you out into the world. Focusing on any corporate systems you have a connection to. Inviting the light of Kali into all systems. to clear transform all lower energies as required, to clear and burn all hidden agendas, allowing this light to create a greater transparency within all of those structures. Allowing this light to create a greater sense of possibility, a possibility of liberation within those structures. There are many structures out of balance in the 3D world that need to collapse and self-destruct. There are some systems that can be upgraded and rebalanced. Allowing this light, deep blue violet, to channel through you. Allowing Kali to work with the energy of time in those systems. So transformation happens at the right time, right pace. Destroying the ability of any corporate system to add to the pain and suffering in the world. And breathing and opening. The third and final focus is on financial systems. Inviting the light of Kali Ma to channel through you, deep blue and violet, into all financial systems you have a connection to, banking systems, other financial systems. Sending light into those systems to clear all lower energies, to clear all hidden agendas, to enable a greater sense of transparency within those systems. A greater sense of possibility, of liberation within those systems. The entire financial system is out of balance. Some areas will naturally collapse and self-destruct. Yet it is not for the highest good for the whole system at this time to collapse. Some parts of the system need to be upgraded and rebalanced. Calling on the light of Kali to work through you with the energy of time in that system. Allowing transformation to happen at the right time, right pace. Destroying the ability of any financial system to add to the pain and suffering in the world. So just allow this transmission to continue through you. Light into the political, corporate, and financial systems in the world. clearing all poisons that can be cleared. Liberating these systems to whatever extent they can be liberated. And then just feel the transmission begin to decrease through you. And just noticing Kali Ma's energy holding you in light, holding you in love for your service. Eventually, the energy of the goddess begins to withdraw from the temple. And you are alone, you and the two priestesses. Eventually, they come over to you and lead you back to the staircase. With a bow, they turn and leave. Begin to ascend the staircase. Staircase illuminated with a blue and violet light coming back up to the higher chamber. And emerging once again in that large circular dark room, the room of midnight blue with a hint of gold. I ask your higher self and unconscious mind to begin to dissolve that room in light around you. Coming back to your breath. Coming back to your body. And let's thank all beings holding the space for this transmission the goddess herself, Kali Ma, and all those beings of light working with her, releasing her now with thanks. Archangels of the horizontal and vertical planes, releasing those archangels with thanks. And finally, thanking your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, releasing them all with thanks, coming back to your body, coming back to your breath. Coming back to this time and space. And this transmission is offered to you, as always, with love and blessings. Love and blessings.